tissue. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 722. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. The bravery on the way also rise against here on The Kevin and Bean Show. So, Psycho Mike, you're popular with the gays all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But what not happened? In the way he was hoping.
Not in the way you were hoping.
Not in the way I was hoping.
What happened?
What happened was I was filling in for Sal, our friend Sal Masekela, on the show The Daily 10 on E!, which is a daily entertainment news update show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was filling in on Friday, and there was a story about how Adam Lambert attacked a paparazzi photographer, and he faces up to a year in jail.
Okay.
So I say, Adam Lambert faces up to a year in jail on assault charges. From what I know of jail, I don't think he might have, Mr. Lambert would have too bad a time.
Okay.
Okay. Kind of a dumb joke, very pedestrian, I admit it.
Something that we say on this show a lot.
Correct. And I came home from filming to a just S storm of tweets and emails from people saying that I was, I should apologize for the disgusting homophobic slam, and that rape comedy is never funny. And
wow.
I was actually confused at first. I mean, I was like, did I say something that I did? Because it couldn't have been simply the comment that I made. And it turns out it was. And he has, Adam Lambert has millions of fans that are very vocal and very upset. And I was really, really confused by it, because I certainly am in no way homophobic, or do I have any problem with the gay or lesbian community. In fact, I consider myself kind of a friend and a champion for the gay and lesbian cause. So, you know,
look,
it was...
we've been saying for years, Mike, that the only reason you're as gay as you can possibly be without actually having sex with men. I mean, right up to the line.
I'll go
with
farther.
With how gay friendly you are.
I'll go farther and say I desperately wish I could be gay, but instinctively I like the ladies.
You
physically.
Weren't born that way.
But I mean, many a times I'll be playing Madden with my buddies or go surfing, and I'll come out of the ocean. I'll be like, God, it'd be so awesome if I could just go home and have sex with my friends. Like, I mean, my life would be so much better. Everything about it.
You do love the gays, and maybe the people who have been listening to the Kevin Bean Show all these years understand that you are super pro gay, but I think you're reaching a whole, you know, another audience. So when you're on television nationwide and those people don't know you, no joke, no pun intended, they don't know you from Adam.
Yeah.
But they've never heard of Mike Catherwood. All they know is who's this douchebag on the TV who's slurring gays. And isn't there something about, and look, gays don't speak with one voice any more than women do or blacks do or whites do or anybody does. I mean, there's lots of different opinions in all different categories. But isn't there something about Adam Lambert fans? And I got this impression during American Idol, too, when so much was made of his sexuality during when he was a contestant on that show. Those people are like super, super rabid, angry at something. And I don't know what it is. I mean, he's very flamboyant, yet somehow they defend him in a crazy way that I get the impression that they're far more defensive than he is, even about what's said.
Yeah, I don't get the feeling that Mr. Lambert himself was too offended by it, but his fans certainly were. And I agree, Bean. I got a lot of calls last night on Loveline and emails kind of echoing that same sentiment, that Adam Lambert fans in particular are very vocal and can get upset.
I doubt that most of his fans are gay. I don't think it's that they're trying to, that they're offended because they're gay. It's that he's their guy and they don't want anyone saying anything negative about him, period.
And Bean, you're exactly right that I kind of maybe should know my demo a little bit, and what the people who listen to this show and listen to Loveline and know me from there might not necessarily be the same people who are watching the TV show, but...
Well, anytime you make jokes, there's a chance that some group that you had never expected to be offended is going to go off.
Right.
Let's take some calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. Here is the entirety of what Mike had to say about Adam Lambert on the E! Show Friday.
You know, from what I know about jail, Mr. Lambert probably wouldn't have too bad a time.
Now, that's offensive how? Because, I mean, so many of the Facebook posts and the tweets and everything that I saw basically said that you were suggesting that he would get raped and would enjoy it.
Right. And from the bottom of my heart, I mean, I'd never... ever insinuated that. I never meant to.
No, it's just knowing he's gay and now he's going to a place where it's all men.
All men.
That's it. You made the same joke about Lindsay Lohan.
On the same show about 6 weeks ago. Thank you, Lisa May. Exactly the same joke about Lindsay Lohan.
Where was the firestorm?
I agree. I mean, there was none.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, The thing that blew me away most about seeing all the reaction over the weekend, and by the way, if you go to either the E! Website or the Adam Lambert website, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of posts, 99% of whom are furious at Mike over his remark. And it's unbelievable how many of them, in their minds, turned it into a rape thing.
Yeah.
And I believe you wholeheartedly that you it never crossed your mind that you were suggesting that he would go in and either rape or be raped. You were saying that Adam Lambert would enjoy being in an enclosed space with lots of men the same way you would love being broken down on a bus with the Laker cheerleaders, just because there's a lot of opportunities for to have sex with people.
You're exactly right, Bean.
Right?
You're exactly right. It was a kind of a dumb joke. I admit it. It wasn't that original or creative, but that's exactly what I meant by it. The guy has been openly gay for some time now, and being locked up with a bunch of fellas, I don't think he would see that as too bad a time. That was my joke. That was my meaning behind it. I would never want anybody, including Adam Lambert, to have to be subjected to rape.
Let me ask you something. These are his fans. What was Adam's response, if any?
I don't really know. I know that he did write something about it on his website or in a blog somewhere, but I don't really know exactly how he feels.
AG5B Pilot says through Twitter, Mike, merely an attempt at comedy. What sick universe do you inhabit where rape is considered comedy?
Right. And that is the...
And that wasn't what he meant.
That's the tone with almost all the comments. Yeah. And that's why I was kind of so offended. If someone wrote up and said, hey, as a member of the gay and lesbian community, anytime you kind of trivialize the discrimination and stuff that we go through, it's a little bit hurtful. I would be like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I totally missed you there. It's the fact that the weird way they blew it out of proportion and were making these claims that I was trying to insinuate that he should be raped or should be subjected to some type of violence or sexual abuse.
Adam 88 says, Mike needs to take a class on what is comedy and what is just in poor taste. I'm sorry I tuned into the Daily 10 today. Robin Maz Angeles says, I don't think the issue is that you're homophobic, but you're just stupid. Rape isn't funny, whether you're gay or straight.
I mean, rape isn't funny, and Mike is stupid. But,
yeah.
you know, the other thing is, you know for a fact that if Adam Lambert actually did go to jail, he would go and be separated just like Lindsay was or anybody else. He's really not in danger.
Yeah. No, he would go
That's
and would
a
be
fact.
Unbelievably popular, too, by the way, because he got a pretty mouth. I mean, let's face it. Adam Lambert walks in, and I don't know what else is in prison there, but you look at that guy, you go, that's a super good-looking young buff dude,
But
right?
You're talking about his singing, right?
No, I wasn't talking about his singing at all.
All right,
1-800-520-1067. Here's the comment.
You know, from what I know about jail, Mr. Lambert probably wouldn't have too bad a time.
How much trouble should Mike be in? Should he be, as most emailers are suggested, fired from both jobs, this one and the E-job? Or should he be sent to prison? Or what should happen? How bad a comment was it? We want to hear from everybody, including the gays. 1-800-520-1067. Your calls after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 738. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our little friend Psycho Mike occasionally can be found on the TV filling in on The Daily Show. In for Sal Masichella, he was on Friday when he made this remark about former American Idol star Adam Lambert.
You know, from what I know about jail, Mr. Lambert probably wouldn't have too bad a time.
And what was the story? He had an altercation with a paparazzo? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and he could face assault charges and land in jail. So...
Well, apparently Adam Lambert fans all over the country are just enraged by this remark, and somehow they've turned it into you hope he gets raped and died. I don't know how they made the jump from he would enjoy being in a room with 30 other guys because he's gay and young and buff. I don't know how they turned that into rape, but they did. And there's a great deal of controversy about that and some calling for your job over there at E. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. Let's talk to an Adam Lambert fan on line 6. We've got Sarah calling in. Maybe she can shed some light on why this has been so offensive to them. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
So I'm an Adam Lambert fan, but I thought Mike's comments were hilarious.
Well, they definitely weren't hilarious. I can definitely say that. They were not hilarious.
I'm an Adam Lambert fan, too. I think he's awesome.
I think he's immensely talented. I do. I've often said that I wish he could find better stuff to work with, but maybe a better band, because I think singing-wise, he's about as talented as anybody on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't remember who won the year that he didn't, but I remember from about
Chris
10 weeks
somebody,
out.
Remember? It was
about
Chris
10
somebody.
Weeks out, it was so obvious that Adam Lambert was the most talented guy in the room. I mean, there was no question. I mean, he certainly should have won. But I mean, what about these hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people who are demanding Mike's job because of how offended they are, Sarah? What's up with that?
I think it's ridiculous, to be quite honest.
It was pretty innocuous.
It was a little harmless comment. it was just meant for fun and games, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Mike, was there something else that you said besides that?
Did you make a gesture? You know what you do.
No. There was, body language, I think, was good. But I did follow that up with when you're dealing with celebrities, and I use that term loosely when referring to Mr. Lambert. So maybe they felt like I was insulting him and his celebrity status.
Now, why did you say that?
It was on teleprompter.
Oh, really? Oh.
Get back to your calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067. Couple of emails. Dear Bean, I'm gay. I did not find Mike's comment bad at all. I'm very surprised that people didn't watch the show, think that Mike was a gay talking about another gay, so it's okay. That says Brian.
Good point.
Yeah.
Miss Cleo apparently up and listening to the program today writes in, guys, it's the Kevin and Bean curse. You tend to forget that what's okay in the room sometimes isn't okay in the rest of the world. Having said that, Mike is a dummy, says Miss Cleo.
Good
that
point.
Coming from her, come on.
Here's Hot Barbecue emails in. From what I know about, it's that lead into the joke that implies he's talking about sex in jail. We all leap from sex to rape. It doesn't occur to people, perhaps, that consensual sex would be being had. So when they hear sex in jail, they automatically think rape. That's the problem there.
Clearly.
So maybe that's what's going on. 1-800-520-1067. Let's put Dave. Oh, we just lost David. Let's go to Micah. He's on line one joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Is this Micah, the official gay correspondent of the Kevin and Bean Show?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
hi, Micah. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, well, you guys know that I'm a little touchy when it comes to gay topics, but, I mean, I wasn't offended at all. I think people tend to overreact when there's any joke about gays, especially when it involves gay sex, and I didn't think that it was anything offensive at all.
All right. Well, I mean, is part of that, though, I'm trying to figure out why people have been so upset. Is part of that that you know Mike through this show and you know that he's super pro gay friendly? And that's why it wasn't like you were looking at a blank slate, a guy you knew nothing about except for this remark. Is it possible that's what's going on?
You know, I was trying to think about that, too, and I don't think so. But because then I was also thinking if you change the joke around, if you make it about heterosexual sex, like say there was a place where women were raping men and you said a man wouldn't have such a hard time there. I don't think that would be offensive at all. I don't think it'd be funny still, but I don't think it'd be
right.
Offensive.
But we weren't talking. I mean, Mike wasn't talking about rape at all, though. I mean, that's the thing that blew me away most about this is that they automatically went to rape rather than just, hey, it's a great opportunity to be in a room with 100 other dudes because you're gay and that's your audience, you know?
That's true, but like the other caller said, I think people's minds automatically jump there. But
right.
I wanted to give Mike some advice on how to fix it.
Okay.
I think in order to heal the wounds with the gay community, he should go ahead and have sex with me.
Finally, there you go. That's what needs to be done. Great idea. Mike, I'm going to answer for Mike and say yes on that. Thank you very much for the call, my friend. Ralph, what's
Thanks.
Going on?
Sorry. That's okay. I think it's also important, though, to keep ourselves honest, to say I don't think Mike really meant he would enjoy spending time in a room with 30 other guys because he's a guy and they're attractive.
Yeah, look.
It was definitely a gay sex joke in there. It wasn't about him cohabitating with guys with 30 guys.
It absolutely was.
Right. It's like he's going to go and have a bunch of sex with a bunch of dudes
absolutely.
When he's in prison.
You're but right. Consensual, though. Sex.
Ralph, you're totally right, and I'm not trying to
Let's
skirt
not
the issue.
Try to soften and pretend it didn't mean what it meant.
I'm not trying to skirt the issue. You're exactly right. But I also never, and I mean this wholeheartedly, was thinking that I wanted Adam Lambert to get raped.
I don't think you. I'm not saying that you are. I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying we can't soften the point to the point where we say Adam would just enjoy being in the room with other men because he was living there and they're all men and they get to live together and share an interesting discourse.
He made the same joke about Lindsay with the same intent and nobody said a word.
If the story was Adam Lambert was considering joining an all-male country club, and if that was the story, I probably would have made the same joke.
Right.
And you're exactly right. I'm not trying to skate around the issue. I thought about it when I was like, hey, he'd probably be locked up with a bunch of buff men, and he's an openly gay guy. You know, the hanky-panky might occur.
Lots of gay sex in there. yeah.
Let's talk to James real quick. I know we're almost out of time, but James says he is very offended. And I got to be honest, we've been clearing the lines ever since we brought this topic up, looking for somebody who was really upset. We've had a lot of trouble finding someone in our audience who's upset as most of the people have been who have been emailing the E-people. James, welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is James. How are you?
Good. What's up, dude?
Hi, James.
Well, I am very offended by Mike's comment because it just makes it feel like Adam Lambert, if he went to prison, would enjoy having sex with men. And I'm very offended. I like Mike, but I'm very offended by what his comments were. They're very insensitive.
Okay. First of all, are you being serious?
Yes.
Okay. Why is it offensive to think that a gay guy would enjoy having sex with men?
Well, I think it's just the stigma of going to prison and being raped, and I think that's where Mike went over the line.
He didn't say anything about anybody being raped. It never even occurred to him.
But I think the point that people have been making, which is true, is that a lot of people, when they think of gay sex in prison, they don't think of it as being consensual. Because often it's not. Someone's made somebody's bitch usually in prison. That's how it usually happens. Or that's how it's portrayed largely in the stereotypes.
But isn't Adam Lambert so pretty that he could go and he could be somebody's bitch and get lots of free stuff in return? It would be consensual. And okay. He would be a prize in prison, right?
Oh, stop it, Bean.
All right, James.
So you're saying he could make a lot of cigarettes? Is that the upside you're saying, Bean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got you.
James, thank you very much for listening. Thanks for the call. Ralph's got the show.